Our devotion for today, day 12, Sunday, March 17th, 2019, was written by Daryl Charlton. The scripture comes from Jeremiah 1, verses 1 through 10, Mark 3, verse 31 through chapter 4, verse 20, and 1 Corinthians 11 through 23. The devotion is titled Courage, Faith, and Salvation. Jeremiah, a young man and possibly a teenager, heard this from the Lord. I formed you in the womb and sanctified you before birth. I ordained you as a prophet for the nations. Jeremiah replied, but I cannot speak. I am just a youth. Although afraid, he listened to God. God instructed Jeremiah to go to the nations and speak to the people. God admonished him, saying, do not be afraid, for I will be with you. God touched his lips and said, I have put words in your mouth. You will be over the nations and kingdoms. You will tear down and destroy evil. You will build and plant anew for all the ages. Years later, Jesus was teaching in a home when an observer told him that his mother and brothers were outside. He looked at those around him and asked, who is my mother and my brothers? Whoever does the will of God is my mother and brothers. Near the Sea of Galilee, Jesus was preaching to the multitudes when he was forced into a boat to finish his sermon. He told his followers that they would learn through parables. He then told the story of a sower of seeds. Some seeds fell by the wayside and birds devoured them. Others fell on stony ground. They sprang up quickly, but were scorched by the sun and blown away to die. Others planted in thorns were smothered by the rapid growth of thorns. Seeds planted in fertile ground yielded a healthy crop, producing some tenfold and even thirtyfold. A sower of words who preached the gospel experienced the same fate. Some words fell by the wayside. Others fell on hearts and were taken away by Satan. Those sown on rocky ground instilled joy, but did not last, as few had a strong faith. They stumble, and the word is lost when they face challenges. These words, sown like seeds in thorns, are overcome by cares of the world, riches, and excessive desires. These words are lost, and their meaning forgotten. Words that fall on open minds and hearts are accepted. These people have faith. They believe in the word and are nurtured by the word of God. As God's people and his workers, we are obligated to build a foundation of faith in Jesus Christ and the gospel he preached. This faith will resist even fire and survive any challenge. Those who believe will be justly rewarded. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that you will give us the faith of Jeremiah. Help us to resist temptation and sin. Let our faith grow and become strong in the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Bless us and show us the paths of righteousness. Amen.